the best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday, August 16th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. In for DT this morning is none other than the legendary Bailey Coleman. Good morning.
Good morning, Telly.
And we have my boy Damian LZ. What up, Dame?
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
And we have Jason Smith, who had to punch in the early clock this morning. you know, the ones is twos. What up, Jason?
What up, man? Man, listen, a beautiful morning. It's Friday, so let's
hey,
just get
it. Hey, we here, man.
Jason, you got both eyes open in there? You good?
Hey, man, listen, I ain't go to bed till 2 a.m.
So I was about to say.
I was like, let's go.
If you're not prepared for an early morning shift and you get to call an hour before,
right.
And I don't even think you got to call an hour before.
Exactly.
You get to call 30, 40 minutes before.
Okay.
I had to be
come
like,
on. Hey, hey, look, it's still Friday.
You're a soldier.
Turn up.
Exactly.
All we do is turn up.
You're a soldier, brother.
Okay.
No, man, we always have a good time, especially it always feels good. On Friday, because you know, come 9 o'clock,
yep.
I ain't got to do this again until Monday
I'm
morning.
Free.
Yeah. So, all good, all good. So, glad to have Bailey and Dame in the building as, again, DT is on assignment. And yesterday, I don't know if you all caught it, Usher said that he was going to cancel. He canceled his first show.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta, in the first stop of his 30-city tour.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was, or what Denise pointed out, was he canceled it 6 hours before the show.
He was tired.
Yes, but a report came out. No, and I'm glad that you said that something. So we were going back and forth yesterday because my sister flew from St. Louis to Atlanta to go to the concert.
Oh.
And she was like, well, you know, maybe it will, he'll perform on Saturday. I'm not going until Saturday. And I was like, nah, sis, it doesn't kind of work like that.
Yeah.
If they cancel one, they're not just going to cancel one show. They're going to cancel that whole entire stop.
Yeah.
And so I said, but you can hold out hope. And so unfortunately for her, yesterday, the report came out when Usher released a statement saying that he suffered a neck injury.
Oh.
And he thought that it was going to be ready by the time the concert, well, the tour started.
Okay.
And he said that the doctors told him or advised him that they shouldn't do it.
That's a football neck injury. You can't go. Well, I guess you go up there and do a lot of that dancing. That's an active sport.
So on his X page or former Twitter, Usher said the following statement. He said, earlier this week, I suffered an injury to my neck while rehearsing to provide my fans with the greatest Usher show of all time. My hope was that with physical therapy and medical treatment, I would be able to overcome the injury and be ready for opening night. Unfortunately, the injury has not healed yet, and my doctors have instructed me not to perform any shows this week. The good news is that the doctors are saying that with appropriate rest and treatment, I should be ready to commence the tour in Washington, D.C. on August 20th. And he went on to say, I love my fans and thank you for understanding that this injury must be healed so that I can give you the 100% excellence that you expect from an Usher show. And that will be on stage in your city very soon. And the concerts at State Farm Arena in Atlanta has been rescheduled. So the August 14th one has been rescheduled for December 9th.
They got low ticket sales.
August 16th.
Not in Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
Not in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now, if it was another city, then maybe. But Atlanta, that's his hometown. That's,
yeah.
They're going to come out and show out.
Yeah.
So I had to. I'm just messing. I got that statement. Thanks to DT, she sent me that statement and I forwarded it to my sister immediately.
Okay.
She was like, yeah, you called it. So she but she's retired. She's like, look, I'll come back in December. It's all good. Give me something to do.
Okay.
But
I wonder how bad the neck injury was, though. Not to belabor the topic.
No.
But I wonder how bad it was for him to cancel a show in his hometown after he done had these great runs, been in Vegas doing them. And you know, you come home, you wanna show out. So it must have been really bad.
But sometimes you don't really want to say how the injury occurred because injuries can occur for the stupidest things.
And Usher getting old.
Usher getting old. Maybe he had a late night.
Yeah.
He came in still a little wobbly, put on them skates.
Yeah,
mess around,
what say, them
you
skates.
Break
mess
your
around
neck.
With
wow.
Skates.
Yeah. I forgot about the skates.
Yeah.
So he probably put on some skates and buses.
Man, come on.
Not to laugh.
But right. No, we can laugh about it because you think he's going to come out and say that? You think he's going to come out and be like, hey, man, I was tripping. I was, you know.
I was still a little on it. And fell on these skates.
I thought I was off it, but I was still on it.
I was still on it and fell on these skates.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But yesterday we thought it was about just exhaustion and about him just going so much. And Bailey, you brought back up another point that I was making yesterday. Right now, Usher is the male Beyonce. Like, there aren't too many other guy artists out there that women and a bunch of people want to go see. Especially when he was in Vegas, everybody, that was like a prerequisite. If you're going to Vegas, you had to go see Usher.
Yeah.
And you think about how many people go to Vegas each year from around the world, not just the United States. So you bring up a good point because he has this run and he's hot right now and you want to strike while you're hot, but you also need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So like, how do you balance the two?
You know, first of all, he's hot, kind of.
I think
he's more a little, you know. I mean, you did the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree. I'm sure this tour is sold out because all the women that didn't get to go to Vegas are going to go to a city, just like my sister. She went from St. Louis to Atlanta just to see Usher.
So everybody that didn't make it to Vegas.
With the older set, I think if you take the temperature in that 18 to 24-year-old they'll be like, he okay.
He got hits on the radio right now. He got a couple of them that they playing. The one with 21 Savage and him and what's that young lady's name? It's another singer.
Usher got some songs
like
now. Good, and
but we still good.
Usher's still hot, Bailey. I don't know about
Bailey
that. I'll put it to you this way. I highly doubt we're going to be talking about low ticket sales during this 30-city
tour. Not at all. He's going to sell out every show. I believe Usher, he's going to sell out every show, like Chris Brown.
Well,
I don't have no question about Chris Brown.
Shoot, it's hitting my pocket. I mean, my wife going to the show in Miami in October. I wish he would cool down. Maybe the prices would go down.
Highly unlikely.
So you talking about
highly unlikely. I wouldn't call him the male Beyonce, though. But
Who is the male Beyonce?
Who is the male Beyonce, then?
I don't think that there necessarily is one. I mean,
if you had to compare. I mean, of course, there is
between him and Chris Brown.
Yeah, I would lean more towards Chris Brown.
Man, Chris Brown just didn't do the Super Bowl. Chris Brown didn't just get the key to the city in Las Vegas.
But Chris Brown ain't down. You know, Chris Brown ain't really had that great relationship with Jay-Z. And, you know, Jay-Z makes all of those decisions. Super Bowl decisions.
I mean, we're led to believe that.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if there was anyone that you compare to, it would be
I would say that. I mean, this is 2024. Let's just look back at all the things that have happened for Usher.
We're just talking something about 2024. This man done had a 30-year run.
Let me tell you.
But I'm saying it all culminated. It seemed like everything just kind of happened for him.
I have met him more times than any other artist.
That's what it is.
That's not true. I absolutely love him. Mm-hmm. That is not true. You know what? If there's one artist that I could say was the same person every time I met them, and I met them a lot, it's Usher.
Okay. But so why are you hating on him?
That was going to be my next question.
I'm just saying it.
So where is the hate coming from?
No, there ain't no hate. It's all love. There ain't no hate.
There's a simmering level of hate.
No. I love me some Usher now. If y'all saw the last picture I took with him, y'all would be like, oh.
So how is Usher not the current level? If there was a male level of Beyonce, how is Usher not that? He has had a 30-year run of making hits. Like Beyonce, he has had sold out shows every couple of years. He's just got done with Vegas. He's killing them right now.
I agree with you that he's done all those things and it's been great. I don't know what it is. I just feel like, you know, when you say Beyonce, I'm not saying he's not an icon or close to icon level, but when you say Beyonce, then you say, you know, Taylor Swift. I don't know if there's a guy that gets there. I mean, you know, Michael Jackson was there, but Prince was there too, right? But Prince, they weren't on the same level, right?
It depends on
who's
there. Yeah, it depends on who
it's
you
It's kind of like that
at.
Kind of comparison. But that's how I feel about it. I'm not saying that he's
so what
not
you're saying is
worthy.
Usher doesn't have crossover appeal like Beyonce has.
No, Usher's had plenty of crossover albums
so
and stuff like that.
Yeah, so where does he
lacking?
I don't
know. It's just not... I feel like he's an icon, but is he at that Beyonce level yet? No. And you know, some of that could be... I don't know.
I think
you realize that Usher never accepted any of his awards until the BET? Was that the BET Awards he was just on?
Yeah, when they had all females do a tribute to him.
And sometimes there are things like that that make you iconic. It was like hearing about his struggle trying to get the Super Bowl and how he went to Jay. It was like, I'm here. I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? He went through all of this with him, and it was really interesting. That's why he extended his stay in Vegas, because he was like, no, I'm here. I'm doing it.
Well, you know? I'm just saying.
And it's things like that. He's never, and to no fault of his own, just for me personally, he ain't there yet.
Yeah.
He close.
Well, MT
on,
MT on our YouTube message board doesn't agree with you, Bailey. MT says, my sister, who is in her 40s, and her daughter, who is 18, went to an Usher concert in Kansas City.
That's
in
great.
In terms of artistry, Usher is up there with Queen
B.
I did not say that,
but I said, for me personally, what I think is, there are certain things that make someone iconic, and... Does he have all of those? They used to say he was going to be the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, he's had a very productive 30-year career.
I'm not taking nothing away from him. He made plenty of stops here in Milwaukee, too.
Right, right. So when we continue this conversation on the other side of the break, Truth Nation, let us know. Bailey didn't spark something here. I would think we ain't even going there.
Right.
Do y'all think Usher ain't all that?
In here.
But, I didn't say that.
No, we just joking. We also got some really, really hot topics for you in store today, including, man, what went down at the Culver's in Muskego, boy.
That was scandalous.
Man, I'm telling you, you got to stick around to hear this story, because I'm sure you probably missed it because you're thinking, all right, what is really going on at Culver's in Muskego? But you do not want to miss this story. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, Bailey, watch this.
That ain't fair. You didn't have my mic on.
You can see me on YouTube doing the Usher eyes to Bailey because she's a hater of Usher.
I am not. Watch this, Bailey. Usher. I love Usher.
But you don't feel like he has had that iconic moment yet? Do you feel like he has placed himself as an icon?
You know what? I think he is. I think he is an icon, but do I think that he's necessarily at the level of Beyonce? I don't know if he's there yet.
I said and the I male think, version you say of that, Beyonce. Yeah. He
was getting money first. So Beyonce had to get to his level. Let's be real. I'm a Beyonce fan.
She did. But
she had to get to his level first. And she may have surpassed him, but to who, though? I don't think to me.
Okay, let's compare,
Usher ahead of Beyonce. That's just me, though.
Let's compare wallets.
That ain't about money.
Yeah. See,
it
ain't about money. Bailey's type, you're talking about different basketball players, you'll be like, well, how many championships you have?
To be honest, I think that Usher just hasn't gotten his due. For the work that he's done.
Now, that I agree with.
And I think all of that, that's why he was so set on doing the Super Bowl. Did you all know? Did you realize that the BET Awards was the first time that he ever got the opportunity to accept an award? At the Grammys did him dirty.
So why do you think that, though?
Those types of things add up to your status, yeah, right?
But why was that the case? Why had he never gotten an opportunity to get on the stage at the Grammys and accept an award?
Because when he won, the years that he won, they weren't filming those categories.
Oh, okay.
So he never got.
Wow.
See, to go up there and thank the people.
Learn something every day.
Yes. He never got to go up and thank the people. I want to thank the Academy or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but and that does matter. That does matter, when, especially you putting out good work. You have fans worldwide.
Yeah.
Because when Usher jumped on the scene as a teenager, not only was he singing, he was in soap operas. I remember he was like in like Bold and the Beautiful.
He
was going to be, you know, that.
He was going to be the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's really lofty expectations.
Yeah,
but
at the time, you know, they felt like that. But then they said that about Chris Brown, too.
Listen. Right. There will never be another Michael Jackson.
No, there ain't going to be another Michael Jackson.
That comparison is just out the window, because Michael Jackson, to be Michael Jackson, had to get his skin lightened and do all this stuff to reach his level. Because we don't know if Michael Jackson would have ever reached that crossover level that he did if he wouldn't have did the things he did physically to himself. So let's be real. So unless you're really willing to go to those extents to reach that level.
I don't know. Jason's disagreeing.
Michael Jackson, when he had Off the Wall, which was a better album than Thriller, he was dark-skinned and his nose was big. When Michael changed his skin tone, and came out with Thriller and all this other stuff, then he went crossed over. Let's be real. Let's be 100.
No, Michael crossed over before then.
No. Off the Wall.
What do you think, Jason?
Off the Wall is a better album.
It doesn't matter
You know what I'm
He
saying?
Was black, but he was changing his physical appearance. His nose changed. His nose changed. Everything started changing with Thriller. And that's all I'm going to say. We can have that discussion.
He and his brothers were already superstars at that point.
So was superstars among
black people.
But
white crossover.
Jackson 5 didn't cross over.
White crossover is something different.
I think that they did.
No. And
yes, when you're on those white shows that they were on back then.
They were still
trying to cross over.
Dick Clark. What was that? American Bandstand.
Yeah, but they were doing shows like Johnny Carson and
so
all of
other
those
black
old
people. That don't mean you crossed
Ed Sullivan type shows and all that kind of stuff. They were doing those shows.
Yeah. There's never going to be another Michael Jackson because
there will not be another
because
Michael
nobody's
Jackson.
Willing to do the things
there
he did to get to that level.
There will not be another Whitney Houston. There will not be another Michael Jackson. There will not be another Beyonce. There won't be another Usher.
I know a couple Whitney Houstons in the hood right now. What you talking about?
Crazy. Stop
I know
it.
Some of them right now. What
Stop
you,
it.
Let's not
Stop
put
it.
Whitney on. Let's
Stop
Whitney
it.
Was wow. So, she was Stop an excellent. It. We're not going to go there.
Stop but, it. Whitney was iconic.
We have someone I love Whitney, that is but. Younger in the building with Jason. And Jason, like Bailey was saying, if you ask people between 18 and 24, I think you fall either, you know, in
I
the middle
they,
of that. Like, what do you think? Is Usher that dude or y'all like, eh?
No, Usher definitely goated.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I see what Bailey's saying, though, and I think what see? It is the fact that Usher is so comparable to Michael Jackson. It's like Kobe and Michael Jordan. It's like Kobe don't get his full credit because he's so much like Michael Jordan.
There
I think that's what it is with people. Like, they look at Chris Brown and Usher and be like, well, that's just a Michael Jackson. I don't want to say wannabe. That's disrespectful. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's what steer people off in a different direction.
There you go.
So that's what you were trying to say?
Very good.
That's what you were trying to say, Bailey.
Basically.
But we were comparing him to Beyonce, though, and saying that he is. So would you say that he's comparable to the male Beyonce?
I get what she's saying on that, because people say Beyonce is the female Michael Jackson.
Yes.
So she's saying, like, if you're going to say Beyonce the female Michael Jackson, and we saying Usher not on Michael Jackson level, she's saying, can we put.
And didn't you say
Usher
last week Beyonce
level?
Got her nose did?
She did.
See, physical appearance matters when you cross
you got,
it over.
I have pictures. But let me say this, though, also. Women can do that with makeup. They can, like, change the look
change
of
the contour
their
of their nose and stuff like that.
All
okay.
That. Yeah, yeah,
I feel you. But all I'm saying is.
But I do have pictures, y'all.
All I'm saying
right here in
is Usher is, like he just said, in my opinion, is goated because the man has been around for 30
I'm
years.
I'm not saying he's not goated.
And he is. In my opinion, he is a Beyonce. If there is Cheryl Swoops in the WNBA, and then there's Michael Jordan, there is Beyonce, and there is Usher.
Yeah,
and that's all I'm saying.
I'll let y'all have y'all opinion. I'm just saying for me.
I'm saying Beyonce may be higher.
You know.
She may be higher a little bit. She may be a little bit higher, a little bit bigger. But there's always that Usher, that counterpart, and it's Usher to me. It's got to exist. Yin and yang.
It don't have to exist. But okay.
It's yin and yang.
No, but Usher definitely goated. Like, when you talk about R&B singers, he top. Like, top five. Definitely top five.
Hey, not really a city girl hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, good morning. Yes, Usher is an icon who said that Beyonce set the standard of what an icon is.
Beyonce is
great, but Usher is a part of the fabric that created icons and has his, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't finish.
Sometimes
that.
You have proofread.
No, it's not that. It's just these little buttons are in the way it's blocking it. So my apologies, but basically, not a city girl said, yes, Usher basically set the standard. It wasn't Beyonce who came and set the standard.
It wasn't Usher that set the standard either. Let's be real.
But like Davian said, Usher was there before Beyonce.
Yeah,
like, she may have surpassed him.
Yeah.
But, like, she was coming up, looking up to Usher and saying, I want to be that.
I understand what you're saying. However, none of them set the standard. You got to go all the way back to Diana Ross and then to find out who set the standard. Let's be real.
We're putting parameters on this.
I mean,
on this discussion.
Yeah. You got to go all the way back. You can't
that's like
say,
saying Dr. J and Michael
like,
Jordan. We're not finna do that.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. That's the reality of it.
It's
not
parameters.
It's not. It's not, no. It is not Usher that set the standard. It is not Beyonce who set the standard. They were working to get up to the levels of a Michael Jackson and a Whitney Houston or a Prince.
Let's just say in this era.
Yeah.
In this era of social media and worldwide access that Michael Jackson never could have gotten to. He got to, but it would have been, he had to work super hard to get to it. This era of social media,
Facebook, all that stuff, because it started in 2000, all that Facebook stuff, MySpace, all that stuff. So let's just say, I like to call it the social media era. And in the social media era, it's Usher, and then there's Beyonce. And you can, and Chris Brown fans can argue me up and down as well for him, because Chris Brown been making hits for the last 20-some years,
hit
too.
After hit after hit. 25 now, let me tell you years. Something. Usher had some hits, but he has not had the kind of path that Chris Brown had.
And had Chris Brown not gotten into it with Rihanna, there's no telling where he would be.
Exactly. Yeah. That's very true. But you know what? They all, you know.
What icon hasn't had some type of controversy?
That's
or
true. Yeah. That's very true.
It's very rare that you're going to find an artist or any sort of athlete or entertainer that goes through an entire career and doesn't have anything that kind of smears it a little bit.
Maybe that's what makes people those iconic levels and get to those Michael Jackson levels is the way you navigate those things when they happen.
Yeah.
The way you're able to move through adversity when, you know, Kobe Bryant had the Denver issue, the way he kept playing and kept going through and made it to the other end. Some other athletes maybe wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had the allegations that happened to him, and he kept pushing through and got to the other end. Yeah. Beyonce has had her issues with stuff. She done paid people off and all of this other stuff. The Hive don't come for me. I love Beyonce. But I'm just saying, there's things that have happened.
And so I was about to say, you poking that Hive,
no,
man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I got too many skeletons in my closet to be poking the Hive. And for the world to find out, I'll be the dude at Culver's. But I'm just saying, let's be real. So maybe that's a part of becoming a great artist and becoming a worldwide sensational artist is how you navigate those adversities.
It's interesting because Usher has had a few adversities, but not to the level of some people. And I'm sure for him, those were huge. But for a long time, his slate was so clean.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long time.
And it's amazing that it's still clean now after him spending 10 years running with Diddy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna step aside and we're going to continue the conversation, but I just want to correct. I'm sorry, not a city girl. She said, I didn't say that Usher set the standard. He inspired his predecessors.
Okay. Absolutely.
Like I said, it was some icons in my way that I couldn't see that. So sorry, I'm glad you clarified that, not a city girl. She said, Usher, baby. Britt says, Bailey, you tripping. LOL. Usher has had an amazing career with hits after hits. And she say, love Usher.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I do love Usher. And that's, you know what? Y'all don't see all the records that come
Bailey
out of the person.
Hating.
But
yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not
a hater.
And speaking of
hating.
Bad press, not a city girl, not really a city girl, messaged us again and said, yes, Telly, Usher just has had some very bad press in his life. I mean, when you have a rumor about herpes, like that ain't, that's just something that, just like herpes, it doesn't go away.
But for the most part, you know, he's had the little entanglement situation with his ex-wife, Tamika, and a few things like that. But for the most part, on the level of how,
he's been good. So when we come back again, we are going to dive into this Culver story. Oh my gosh, it was going down in Muskego. In case you missed it, we are going to share that story again. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it,
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in for DT this morning. We've been debating.
Can't say nothing around here. Just not even negative, just saying.
Measured comment.
Because can't nobody be any version of Beyonce. Ain't no male version.
For having my back, Jason. I appreciate you. Shout out to Kyle who had my back, too. These people over here.
Man,
I don't
Bailey, you know, P. Hank on our True Talking text line. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. No, P. Hank says, I kind of agree with Bailey. Usher is a great artist, but just not on the level of Beyonce.
See, there
Do
you go.
Usher concerts sell out instantly like Beyonce? Do people... Hey!
Oh, that was not supposed to happen.
Well, it was on point. Really interrupted with Beyonce. That's right. One of my favorite Beyonce.
And so he asked the question, do people camp outside to get Usher tickets?
I don't think so.
Well, asking people in Vegas.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question, P. Hank.
I don't know.
Listen, Bailey, you getting some love?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
If you can sell out Vegas for 2 years or however long he did it, then people will camp outside. That's just me. But they could just go to Vegas. I'll go next week to Vegas or something. But Beyonce don't tour a lot. So when she's out there, it's like, I better go right now or I might not catch the next one for the next 3 years or something like that.
Oh, she tours a lot. She just don't come to Milwaukee.
Well, I'm just saying, she ain't like she touring every year.
No, that's
you know what I'm
true.
Saying?
That's
it's like
true.
Every 3 years, every 4 years.
Yeah, she got a project.
I mean, but it builds up that anticipation. So I let me ask this question, and we're going to move on, Bailey. If, let's just say, Usher would have taken 2 or 3 years off and then went on tour, do you think people would have been waiting and clamoring for him enough where they would camp out? Or you still don't think that it would be the case?
No, you got to go. When you got, you know, a good project out and all of that, that's when they plan that. Because that's when you're liable to sell more tickets.
Okay.
You know, if he's trying to, you know, push himself into that, because for years they've been trying to kind of push him into that just straight up R&B category where they only play him on, like, adult black stations, you know?
Okay.
For years they've been trying to do that.
Yeah.
So he wants to keep it relevant and keep out there and do his thing, and I get that.
Yeah. Well.
And he should.
Well, the debate will continue, but.
Well, I feel like he just hasn't gotten his due.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, he's still young. He's still only 45, 46. And, yeah. I mean, it may come because we have seen, like, he's been celebrated more this year than he has throughout his entire career.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just never know when that tsunami is going to come.
Right.
You kind of keep going. And then when it happens, you're in the midst of it and don't even realize it a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, but Usher is still goated, like Jason said.
Yeah,
still goated at the end of the day. Still goated. Still goated. But I don't even know how you segue to this because this is just some wild stuff, man. And I don't even know if I could give it justice trying to describe this story, but apparently it goes down at Culver's in Muskego.
Really?
It goes down. And there was a story that came out that Culver's workers charged with extortion over co-workers' affair. Sounds like a pretty bland story, but when you start to hear the details of this, this is pretty wild. So we're going to go to the report off of WISN Nick Bohr, who reported on this story about Culver's workers being charged with extortion over co-workers' affair.
Prosecutors say two workers threatened another co-worker to pay up or else they'd expose his affair. As Swim News' Nick Bohr reports from Muskego, the scheme kept on until the victim finally turned to police.
The local bastion of Wisconsin flavor may seem an unlikely place for anything unsavory, but a criminal complaint charges two Culver's workers with extorting a co-worker out of thousands of dollars, threatening to expose his affair with yet another Culver's co-worker. 29-year-old Cameron Ruda of Waukesha is charged with extorting $1,100 from the victim inside the restaurant in late 2022, threatening to tell everyone at the Culver's and the victim's wife about the affair. The victim paid up. 2 months later, prosecutors say a different co-worker, 29-year-old Cody Labonte of Muskego, began extorting the man online, threatening to, quote, distribute flyers all over the city of Muskego to ruin his reputation. Labonte's accused of demanding $2,000, which the victim paid on Venmo, and police say a few weeks later, he paid him another $2,000 under the same threat.
If it had stopped there, the pair might have gotten away with it. But 2 days later, after the fellow employee paid $2,000, came another demand for $5,000. That employee had had enough, walking in that same day to the Muskego Police Department and reporting the scheme.
Prosecutors say Labonte kept up the threats, the victim texting, quote, "Now leave me and my family alone," to which Labonte is accused of responding, quote, "I will once the money hits." But by then, police were in on it. Neither man was home when we paid them a visit today. Both ordered into court later this month. In Muskego, Nick Bohr, WISN.
It sounded funny just to hear him say, "I will once the money hits."
Wait, though. They're making that kind of money at Culver's?
Look, that's the other thing me and Davey were talking about. It's like, you had to be the manager.
And so, Truth Nation,
we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts about that story? That is crazy.
That's wild.
But you have to, as we had to put ourselves in that situation, and we were thinking, like, what would a black dude do? Like, if you'd be like, "Look, man, I need $1,000, I'm going to tell your wife." You know, black dudes, we'll get tough. Black men, we'll tell her.
Tell her then.
I don't care.
We're going to call your bluff at first. Tell her then. I don't care.
We are not going to pay up. But Truth Nation, we'll recap this story on the other side of the break.
I don't like it no way.
Hit us up 833-212-1017. Or you can hit us up on our YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth and subscribe, like, and start to follow us. And you can catch a stream and watch us live every day as we do our thing. Al, we see you on the line. We are definitely going to get to you as soon as we come back from the other side of the break. You're listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. What's The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I get it. Truth Nation, it is going down tomorrow. Make sure you join us for our second annual Truth Family Fest on at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will be a huge, I mean, ginormous family-friendly event that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, food trucks, free haircuts. I thought I'd say that three times now that school is about to start. Free backpacks filled with school supplies, free toothbrush kit, truth swag, and a live broadcast hosted by Melanie Ricks and Tori Lowe from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We cannot wait to see you there tomorrow at our Truth Family Fest at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here, and sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, UW-Milwaukee, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, Greater Milwaukee Urban League, and Ascension Wisconsin, and MATC. I'm a lot of sponsors.
That's a lot of sponsors.
Those backpacks and the true swag should be off the chain.
Well, Damien and I just got our swag.
Yeah, we just got our shirt.
Yes, we just got our shirt.
I'm sure Sheree would love.
Shout out to you guys.
Okay. Because y'all kind of drug her the other day.
Well, I don't know if we drug her.
We didn't drug her.
We didn't drag her, per se.
What you do?
We did voice our concerns about not having any truth gear.
It's all about inclusion, right?
And now we feel a part of the team.
We feel like we're a part of the team now, don't we?
Yep. No justice, no peace.
Right. No t-shirt, no streets. I don't know. It's whatever would rhyme, but yeah.
Whatever works.
We need a t-shirt. Oh, we need some swag.
We need some swag. We can't be showing up there all unswagged.
Now, yeah. I'm supposed to be getting a bucket hat soon too. So I
wanted one of those. I wanted a bucket hat.
Well, it sounds like as long as y'all just put it out there, it happens.
Well, I want a bucket hat. All right. I want one of them too.
So before the break, we unveiled, I would say, this story that was wild at the Culver's in Muskego, where co-workers were extorting other co-workers to not reveal that they were having an affair, and it reached all the way.
It was a whole
thousands
situation.
Of dollars. Yeah, that was a whole. That's what I said, man, that's like a reality show that was going on down
okay,
at the. I may go out there and just walk in and be like, hey, is it still going down? Yeah.
But where he is? The managers are making some money down there, huh?
And I don't think they was making that much money. I'm that's sure. the point.
If there's no one else that has something very interesting to say about this, it would be Al. Al, well, you're on Truth Be Told. Good morning.
Well, good morning. My question is, was meth or cocaine or heroin involved, or a four-pack of Cobra or Milwaukee's Best? Because that sound like some crackhead alcoholic stuff. You know, most people ain't really going to extort somebody out of, you know, because of a relationship. So it sounds like it probably has something to do with some type of chemicals. When you think about it, nothing against Culver's. Why would you care?
Well,
so you had, so it kind of, I think of meth for some reason.
Meth, Muskego? No, we ain't gonna put that on them. Thank you, Al, for your call. I think reading in between the lines, if I had to say, because we're thinking, the first thing you think is, okay, how much money are they making? Like, can a Culver's worker afford to be extorted?
That's a lot of
thousands
money.
Of dollars?
Right.
I said, shoot, I'm on the radio every day, and you can't get thousands of dollars from me. We're going to have to work out something else.
I'm working three jobs, and I'm not going to
do your lawn or something.
I mean, he gave up $4,000, right?
Yes.
Total?
So what my thinking is, read it between the lines, because he was having an affair with another coworker. So I'm assuming this had to be somebody in management that, A, could afford to be extorted, and B, couldn't afford for everything to blow up, because not only he was going to probably lose his marriage, he would lose his job.
It had to be something.
And
that
so, so that's what I'm thinking.
It wasn't like, just losing his wife.
I'm not thinking all of these three are on the fries assembly line and they doing this. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if I'm
Black Conscious, you are on Truth to Be Told. Good morning.
Grand Rise and all. So we ain't going to read between the lines. We're going to call the elephant for what it is. One, we know that was a pink toe. Because a black manager would have said, man, she already knows, so go on with that. And if that didn't work, we'd have worked out where, you know, you can get a week off with pay or something like that, because I ain't paying you nothing.
Yeah.
And, yes.
No, that's what you were saying.
Right. It was of a manager type deal, because, you know, ain't no other worker going to be down like that. You know, and like, man, I ain't give you nothing.
Yeah.
So, and for a fact, we know it's a pink toe, because what? Black man don't cheat. Peace, y'all.
That's a lie.
We don't admit it. And I would have never.
Y'all don't
I would have said, like me and Telly was saying, I'm like, man, I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about? You got pictures?
And be like, yeah.
You got a picture? You got a picture of me in the act of doing something? Where's the proof? If you don't have If you don't have any of these things, word over mine means nothing.
Yeah.
My game is strong enough to make it through that wave. You know what I'm saying? But unless you got actual footage of my tongue and her tongue meeting or something of that effect, of other things I can't describe on air, unless you got photos or videos of such things, get out of here with that, man.
But Dave, I do have to ask you this, though. Now, if somebody hits you with, hey, man, we're going to print out flyers. Like, that's the part that got me. Like,
so they had pictures of something. Or maybe they had pictures of something. And we're going to print out flyers.
We're going to print out flyers.
Hey, listen, though.
Walgreens and be like, huh?
Listen, though.
It's going down at Culver's.
I have actually in my life seen that happen, that occur.
What?
Where someone printed out a flyer of their significant other in a compromising position
and passed it around to clubs and things like this back when Emerald City was jumping off.
Oh, wow.
Back when that was happening, and patent sat them on the tables.
Wow.
Made posters and put them up all over the stuff in a compromising position. So I've seen that happen, and it is very traumatic when it does happen. But unless you got something like that,
yeah.
Come on, man. That's just I'm always tap dance out of that.
But again, A, we don't know how often he has done this or
that's what it had.
Because here's the thing.
Hopefully she wasn't underage.
That is number one.
Because a lot of COVID workers are underage. So hopefully it was another manager or something like that.
Wow.
Because he could have been that's a lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Like, you could lose your job, you could lose your marriage.
Is he married, though? Was he married?
Yeah.
He said he was married. Okay, I thought maybe.
Yeah, no, they were saying that these extorters were going to tell his wife.
And they couldn't have been underage because he went to the police himself.
Yeah.
So if they're underage, he's not going to go to the police. Right. He's going to get charged eventually as well.
Good call.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think.
Because. I mean, but what do you go in and tell the police?
Same, man.
These people trying to get some money from me. Well, why? I mean, we got to get into that?
Fries, man. And, you know, her booty was looking good in them blue pants. And, you know, I just couldn't resist.
And it was my duty to get that booty. Anyway.
The way she flipped
right
that
here,
burger.
Second hour of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is coming up. And at the top of the hour, we want you to shout out your black-owned business. That's right. It's Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Keep it locked right here. More after the break.